And we'll take our Bibles to Job chapter 4. Job chapter number 4. We begin the dialogue between Eliphaz and Job. Ito yung first cycle. Na merong tatlong cycle. Yung pangungusap nila Job at yung kanyang mga kaibigan. So, this is the first cycle. William, Mom. And so, this will be the first cycle. And Eliphaz. Now, natatanda natin, last Wednesday, si Job nagsalita. Job began breaking the silence of 7 days. And we remember from last week, Job complained. And so, the friends are simply responding to what they hear from Job. They see Job's condition, and they're hearing from Job. He wishes that he was dead, and he wishes that he was never born, and he wishes he was stillborn, and other things. And so the assumption now is that obviously Job is in sin and that God is judging him. So that's the assumption. Pero alam natin yung background ng chapter 1 and chapter 2. Naalala ninyo, ano ang dialogue sa heaven between Satan and God. And so, does Job know why the Lord is testing him? No, he doesn't. Does Job's wife know why? No, she doesn't. Does the friends know why? Do the friends know why? No, they don't. So, nobody on earth knows what's going on. All they know is that obviously God is punishing Job. So now, does Job know that he is innocent? Meron bang tinatago si Job o baka inosente talaga siya? What do you think? He's innocent, right? In all this, he didn't charge God foolishly. So Job knows his integrity. So may integrity si Job. But try convincing everybody else, you know. And so now Eliphaz replies to Job. And so we begin with chapter 4. Now, each friend, bawat kaibigan, they will emphasize something different about God, about the Lord, in their application to Job, in their response to Job. They're gonna come from a theological perspective, and they're gonna bring something about God in the conversation, and they're true. Kung ano yung sasabihin nila patungkol sa Diyos, totoo naman. So, if they're speaking truth, ang problema hindi yung truth. Ang problema, ina-assign nila si Job ng kasalanan. Pero wala naman talaga siyang kasalanan. So, ang kamalian ng mga kaibigan ni Job, nag-judge sila. They judge Job externally. Now, remember what Jesus said? Judge not, that ye be not judged. Now, yung judgment na sinasabi ni Jesus, huwag kayong humusga o humatol katulad ng mga hypocrites. Now, sino yung mga hypocrites sa kapanahon ni Christ? Yung mga Pharisees and scribes. So, contextual talaga yung information na yon from chapter 5, 6, and 7 of Matthew. Well, here we have friends that judge Job wrong. What they said was right, how they apply the truth was wrong. Okay? So, can you hold to good doctrine and right doctrine and misapply that to people? Yes, you can. So, you don't just hold to right doctrine, you have to maintain right practice. Doctrine and practice go together. So, it has no value yung alam mo yung katotohanan, pero hindi mo alam kung paano gamitin yon. Doon nakakamali ang maraming Kristiyano. Alam natin si Kristo ay Diyos, nagkatawang tao, kasama ng Diyos Ama. We are correct on our doctrine, Pero paano isabuhay yung doctrine na yon? Hindi tayo masyadong marunong doon. And so Eliphaz is a great, great example of someone. Now, may malaking pagkakamali si Eliphaz na karaniwan sa tao ngayon. And I hope to point that out to you. For example, Eliphaz experienced everything, measured everything by his experience. Tingnan mo ang chapter 4, verse 8. Look at chapter 4, verse 8. Eliphaz said this, "Even as I have seen, I have seen this. Therefore, I know I'm right. I know you're wrong, because this is what I have seen. I know what I saw." Look at chapter 5, verse 3. Chapter 5, verse 3. "I have seen the foolish taking root, but suddenly I cursed his habitation." See? I have seen. I saw it. I saw something. And now I'm basing my decision based on what I experienced. So Eliphaz elevates his experience above biblical truth. Now, ginagawa ba ng tao yan ngayon? May nakita ako. Ano ba? Nakita ko ng aswang. Nakita ko ng multo. Kaya ngayon, yung nakita ko, mas lamang sa biblical truth. You see? People do that today. And Eliphaz saw a spirit. And what he sees, he elevates higher than Scripture. Now, anong testimony ng Bible? What did Peter say? Remember what Peter said? "I saw the Mount of Transfiguration." Sabi niya, nakita ko, nandun ako sa bundok. Nakita ko na na-transfigure si Jesus Christ. Ang kaluwalhatian ng Diyos ay lumabas. Pero sabi niya, "But we have a more sure word of prophecy." Mas sure ang word of God kesa sa nakita ko mismo sa mata ko, sabi ni Peter. Now that is proper doctrine. Huwag kayong madadala sa mga nakikita ng tao. Halimbawa, Marian apparition. Mahilig yung mga maraming mananampalataya sa Marian apparition. Nakita namin yung mukha ni Mary sa salamin dun sa building. Nagpakita si Mary. Ang dami mga deboto. Bakit? Kasi yung nakita nila mas higit pa kesa sa biblical truth. Now, what did Peter say? "We have a more sure word." What about Paul? Sabi ni Paul, "Kahit na meron pa kayong nakita o narinig ng mga anghel na bumaba sa langit na magtuturo, kung yung tinuturo nila ay hindi sumasang-ayon sa word of God, they are to be rejected. Anathema." Ha? Rejected sila. Eh, anghel na yun. Sabi ni Paul, "It doesn't matter." Why? Because sa Bible, yung experiences ay mas under kesa sa word of God. So tandaan niyo, challenge ito sa mundo natin. Yung mundo natin na napakahalaga ang experience. No? Ang mahalaga, hindi yung experience. Ang mahalaga, yung truth of the word of God. Kaya huwag kayong madadala dun sa mga nagsasabing, "May nakita kami yung anghel dito. Meron ditong propeta. Meron ditong angel. Meron dito apostol." Huh? Even today, even in our day and age, mayroong mga nagsasabing, "We are apostles." And that's not true. There are no apostles today. Okay? And kung mayroong mga angelic apparition, malamang is satanic, devilish. Kasi hindi na ginagamit ng Diyos yung mga apparition. Hindi na, may time noon, nung kapanahonan ng, na hindi pa na isusulat yung New Testament at saka Old Testament, talagang ginagamit ng Diyos yung mga visions. Pero ngayon, hindi na niya ginagamit yung mga visions. Anong ginagamit ng Diyos ngayon para mag-communicate sa atin? The Word of God. Kasi na-complete na, Genesis hanggang Revelation. Indeed, sabi nga ng Revelation, huwag mo nang dagdagan, huwag mo rin bawasan. So, hindi mo pwedeng dagdagan yung chapter 22. That's the final chapter. The last amen. Ha? Kaya huwag kayong magsabi sa akin, Brother Bill, meron kaming nakita. Tatanungin ko kayo, nung kinain mo? And so on. So Eliphaz elevated his experience. Now each of the friends elevate something above the Word of God. And we will point that out every time. So chapter 4 verse 1 to 6. Tingnan mo yung rebuke ni Eliphaz kay Job. Chapter 4 verse 1 to 6. Then Eliphaz, the Temanite, answered and said, "If we essay to commune with thee, wilt thou be grieved? But who can withhold himself from speaking? Behold, thou hast instructed many, thou hast strengthened weak hands, thy words have upholden him that is falling, thou hast strengthened the feeble knees." Verse 5. "But now it is come upon thee, and thou faintest, it toucheth thee, and thou art troubled. Is not this thy fear, thy confidence, thy hope, thy uprightness of thy ways?" So what was Eliphaz saying? Job, you used to encourage people when people were going through trials. And now the trial has come upon you and you're weak. So nakita mo, see, Job, you didn't pass the experience test. See, you're the one that used to be encouraging and now you're in trouble and you're weak. You want to die? You see how Eliphaz elevates experience? Chapter 4, verse 7. I-explain ni Eliphaz ngayon. Eliphaz will now explain what he believes is the reason of Job's suffering. Look at verse 7. "Remember, I pray thee, whoever perished being innocent, or where were the righteous cut off? Even as I have seen, they that plow iniquity and sow wickedness reap the same." So Job, obviously, you plowed iniquity, you sow wickedness, and now you're reaping. You know, if somebody is wicked, they'll perish. Does God ever punish the innocent? What about the righteous? Does God cut off the righteous? No, He doesn't. Therefore, Job, you are wicked and you are not righteous. That's why God's cutting you off. Verse 10, "The roaring of the lion," and "the voice of the fierce lion, and the teeth of the young lions are broken. The old lion perisheth for lack of prey, and the stout lion's whelps are scattered abroad." Okay, so obviously, Job, God's judging you, scattered your family, destroyed your family. You're like those lions that are wicked, and now God is judging you. So now, is it true that God punishes the wicked? Is it true that God punishes the wicked? Yeah, it's true. What's the problem? Job is not wicked. So, yes, tingnan mo yun na lang yung sa study notes ninyo, yung Bible verses, Proverbs 22:8. Hosea 8, 7, chapter 10, verse 13. These are verses that demonstrate that God judges the wicked. But not true in Job's case. Alright, look at chapter 4, verse 12. Here, sasabihin ni Eliphaz yung nakita niya. He will elevate his experience over the situation. So, verse 12. "Now, a thing was secretly brought to me." O, tingnan mo. Merong sinabi sa akin ang Diyos na sikreto. Binulong niya sa akin. This thing came to me secretly. I have a private interpretation. I have a private revelation. "And mine ear received a little thereof." Huh? Now, how do you do that? What do you do when somebody says, "Brother Bill, the Lord spoke to my heart and told me I'm no longer going to come to this church I'm supposed to go somewhere else or whatever. I don't know. I mean, ano nga naman masasabi natin? Diba? Pag sinabi ng tao, parang sinasabi sa akin ng Panginoon, gawin ko ito, gawin ko yon. Eh, alam nga sasabihin ko sa'yo, hindi. No, I can't know the will of God for your life in all its complexity. I can see the principles, but to know the will of God, that's between you and God. You need to find God's will for your life and do the will of God. But don't take the name of the Lord God in vain. If God didn't really deal with you, don't say, God told me this. That would be sin. Now, verse 13, in thoughts from the visions of the night. Man, I saw visions in the night. Like, wow, okay. All of a sudden, we disregard the word of God because you got a vision. When deep sleep falleth on men, fear came upon me and trembling made all my bones to shake. Man, believe me, because my bones were shaking. Then a spirit passed before my face. Woo! Happy Halloween. And the hair of my flesh stood up. It stood still. The spirit did, the form did. But I could not discern the form thereof. An image was before mine eyes. Therefore, there was silence, and I heard a voice saying, shall mortal men be more just than God? Shall a man be more pure than his maker? So, here is Eliphaz's experience. We don't know what his vision was about. We don't know if it's a demon or an angel, but certainly I can say this, God doesn't show visions today. Okay? Lahat ng gustong ipaalam sa atin ng Diyos, hindi ka na maghihintay pa ng boses. Yeah, I'm waiting for the voice of God. If you have a verse, you don't need a voice. I'm waiting for the call of God. If you have a command, you don't need a call. Inutusin na tayo. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go teach all nations. We have the command. We don't wait. Maghintay ako ng sign. Lord, kung gusto mo talaga akong maglingkod sa'yo, Lord, magbigay sa akin ng sign. Gawin mong rabbit yung ulap na yun. That's foolishness. We don't need a voice when God has given us His verse. We are to obey the Lord and do what God wants us to do. We don't wait for signs. Ewan ko, kayo, baka naghihintay kayo ng sign. Ha? Bago kayo maglingkod sa Panginoon, huwag na kayo maghintay ng sign. Mawawala na yung buhay niyo, maubos na yung buhay niyo sa kalokohan bago kayo makita ng sign. Nandito na yung sign. You want to see the sign? Black and white. Ayan. Serve God now. So, Eliphaz is saying, Job, you got what you deserve. God's angry with you. So yun, kumbaga, yun ang sinasabi ni Eliphaz. So verse 18, behold, he hath put no trust in his servants. Dito naman sinabi ni Eliphaz, ang Diyos walang tiwala sa kanyang mga alagad, sa kanyang mga alipin, in his servants. His angels he charged with folly. God's angels, he doesn't even trust his angels. He charged them with folly. They're foolish angels. Is that true? No. How much less in them that dwell in houses of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, which are crushed before the moth? So if God can't trust the angels, why is he going to trust man? So Eliphaz is really messed up here. They are destroyed from the morning to the evening, talking about man. They perish forever without any regarding it. Doth not their excellency which is in them go away? And they die even without wisdom? Di ba yung mga tao, namamatay sila, wala silang wisdom? Yeah, well, that's partly true. That's true. The most important treasure is Jesus Christ.
Siya ang wisdom ng Diyos. Kung wala si Jesus Christ sa buhay mo, wala kang wisdom.
Meron bang mga namamatay na tao na walang wisdom?
Marami.
So many. Unfortunately. So, you can see here, Eliphaz is correct doctrinally, but misapplying truth. And sometimes he is wrong doctrinally, and sometimes he is half right. So, tingnan mo, ang gulo. Anyway, chapter 5. Let's look at chapter 5. Ito na yung payo ni Eliphaz kay Job. So may payo siya. It's a recommendation for Job. This Eliphaz's recommendation. Call now. If there be any that will answer thee, to which of the saints wilt thou turn? For wrath killeth the foolish man, and envy slayeth the silly one. So, tumawag ka na. Manalangin ka, Job. Tumawag ka sa Diyos. Now, is that good advice? Yes, it's good advice. Turn to the Lord. Call on the Lord, Job. And that's good advice. Question. Has Job been calling on the Lord? That's what he did in chapter 3. He's already in communication with the Lord. So, iba talaga yung misapplication nito. Verse 4, his children are far from safety. They are crushed in the gate. Neither is there any to deliver them. Whose harvest the hungry eateth up and taketh it even out of the thorns, and the robbers swallow up their substance. Although affliction cometh not forth from the dust, neither doth trouble spring out of the ground. Yet man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. Kung paano talaga? Kapag okay, yung bakal, tumama sila ng ganyan, na sobrang matindi, nag-i-sparks, lumilipad yung sparks. Kung paano ganun ang katotohanan sa mga bakal, ganun din ang katotohanan na ang tao ay nabubuhay sa isang mundo na puno ng pighati, ng trouble. So, now, is that true? Do we live in a troubled world? Is everybody troubled? Yes! Every one of us is troubled! Walang perfect sa atin. Lahat tayo may problema. We're all crazy. And saan si Tricia, yung psychologist natin? Si Tricia na lang, nanunood na sana. Tricia, lahat tayo meron. Ang question lang, anong klaseng meron ka? We're all trouble. We're born in trouble. Kaya, huwag kayong ma-impress sa tao. Brother Bill, ang late ng church natin, okay lang. Small trouble tayo. Pag lumaki na yung church natin, lagot tayo. Big trouble tayo. Everyone's trouble. Kaya huwag niyong isipin yung sarili niyo. I am the gift of God to this assembly. No, you're trouble number, ewan ko. Ano yung chronology natin dito? Isa diya, kayo ang first family, ha? Kayo ang unang trouble. I'm just saying, we need to really assess who we are. We're trouble. Now, what's our answer? Ano dapat natin gawin? Call on the Lord. Turn to the Lord. Tama naman yung sinabi ni Eliphaz. Verse 8, I would seek unto God. If I were you, Job, I would seek unto God, and unto God would I commit my cause. With doth great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number, who giveth rain upon the earth and sendeth waters upon the field, to set up on high those that be low, and those that mourn by the exalted to safety. I would seek God, sabi ni Eliphaz kay Job. Now, is that good advice or bad advice? It's good advice. Kung ako sa iyo, Job, hanapin ko ang Diyos. So, sa lahat ng troubles natin, anong una dapat natin gawin? Seek God. Seek God. That's not bad advice. Ang problema lang, Job has already been seeking the Lord. Okay, so Eliphaz is misapplying it. Verse 12, He disappointeth the devices of the crafty. This is what God does. So that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Thank the Lord for that. He taketh the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the froward is carried headlong. They meet with darkness in the daytime and grope in the noonday as the night. But he saveth the poor from the sword, from their mouth and from their hand of the mighty. So the poor hath hope, and iniquity stoppeth her mouth. So merong pag-asa sa Panginoon. Inaalagaan ng Panginoon yung kanyang tao. Behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore, despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty. Now, is that true? Does God chasten His people? And should we be happy when God chastens us? Yes. That's biblical. That's true. And despise thou not the chastening of the Almighty. Where do you hear that? Sino nagsabi nito sa New Testament? Paul said it in the New Testament. Do you remember what he said? Despise thou not the chastening of the Lord. Hebrews chapter 12. Basahin mo na lang yung Hebrews chapter 12. Now, if God chastens His children, ano kaya ang motivation ng Panginoon kung bakit niya tayo pinapalo? Ano, hulaan niyo kung ano yung motivation ng Diyos? Nakareceive na ba kayo ng palo sa Diyos? Na, dulot ng kasalanan, dulot ng kamalian, kinorek ka ng Diyos. Bakit tayo pinapalo ng Diyos? Para itama tayo. Ano ang motivation kung bakit pinapalo tayo ng Diyos? Galit dahil galit siya sa atin? Dahil mahal niya tayo. So the basis of God's chastisement is love. So God loves us too much to leave us the way we are. Verse 18, for He maketh sore and He bindeth up. See? He woundeth and His hands make whole. He shall deliver thee in six troubles, yea, in the seventh there shall no evil touch thee. In famine He shall redeem thee from death, in war from the power of the sword. Thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue, neither shalt thou be afraid of the destruction when it cometh. At destruction and famine thou shalt laugh, neither shalt thou be afraid of the beasts of the earth. For thou shalt be in league with the stones of the field, and the beasts of the field shall be at peace with thee. And thou shalt know that thy tabernacle shall be in peace, for thou shalt visit thy habitation, shall not sin. That thou shalt know also that thy seed shall be great, and thy offspring be as the grass of the earth. And thou shalt come to thy grave in full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Lo, this we have searched it. So, is it true that God will always deliver us? Well, no. Natatanda natin yung lesson Sunday morning? Yung iba, nakalaya. God delivered them, katulad ng Hebrew children. Yung iba, nalagari. Hindi sila dineliver ng Diyos. Pero, yung kaluluwa nila, nasaan? Nasa langit. So, ultimate deliverance ang binigay sa kanila ng Diyos. Matagumpay sila, hindi sa lupa, sa langit. You see that? So, again, what Eliphaz is saying here is half true. Yes, there are times na God will deliver us. But then there are times na hindi tayo i-deliver ng Diyos. Dadaan talaga tayo doon. Pero ano yung blessing natin?
Kung payagan tayo na dumaan tayo sa mahirap, sabi ng Diyos, bibigyan niya tayo ng gracia. Grace to go through our trials.
Verse number 12. Verse number 27. Lo, this we have searched it, so it is. Hear it, and know thou for thy good. See, Job, we search this.
Inimbestiga namin, Job. Tanggapin mo na itong salita na ito para okay ka na.
So Eliphaz is definitely not comforting to Job. Let me remind you that Job was suffering and hurt and not able to encourage himself.
So anong klaseng kaibigan ang kailangan ni Job? Kailangan ba niya ng theologian? Kailangan ba niya ng visionary? Anong kailangan na kaibigan ni Job?
Sometimes, when you're helping people, solving their problems is the worst thing you can do. When the person is hurting, ang kailangan nila, a listening ear. Hindi yung sasagutin mo lahat.
So, ito yung mga sinasabi natin na hindi tama pag nagko-comfort tayo sa tao.
There are some things we say that are not good when we comfort people. For example, if I were you, I would do this. Be careful when you say that. Because you may not have all the facts. And chances are, you don't know the truth.
Tandaan mo, there's three sides to every story. His, hers, and the truth.
And you'll never get down to the truth. So, ingatan natin yung kung ako sa'yo. Look at chapter 5, verse 8.
I would speak unto God
if I were you. Be careful of that critical attitude.
Isa pa. God told me. God told me to tell you this.
Well, it better line up with the scriptures. Because if it doesn't line up with the scriptures, I guarantee you God didn't tell you anything.
I think the Lord is leading me.
I think the Lord is leading me. What is He leading you in? Is He leading you in faithfulness? Or is He leading you to no faithfulness?
Ililid ka ba ng Diyos sa faithful o hindi? Ay, huwag mong sasabihin, parang nililid ako ng Diyos na huwag mag-church. Never na ililid ka ng Diyos na ganon. Eh, yung program ng Diyos sa mananampalatayo today is local in biblical church. Okay?
Job, you are being disciplined by God. Submit to Him, and God will bless you. Now, was Job being disciplined by God? No, he wasn't being disciplined by God. So, talagang mali. No, when you're wrong, you're wrong. Does God punish sin? Yes, He does. Why does He punish sin? Because of love. So, it's not like He doesn't care. He's not correcting Job. This Job's suffering is not corrective. It's not even punitive. This is a test to see if Job will be faithful to the Lord, and he did. He was faithful to the Lord. The best thing Eliphaz could be is a listener instead of a critic. So last verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 7. This is a great reminder. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 7.
Patungkol ito sa charity or love.
1 Corinthians 13, verse 7. Love or charity beareth all things, believeth all things. Anong ibig sabihin ng beareth all things? Beareth all things. Believeth all things. So did Eliphaz believe in Job? That Job was innocent? No, he didn't. What was Eliphaz lacking? He was lacking charity. Lacking siya sa charity. Kasi hindi siya naniniwala na si Job ay inosente. Sinasabi nga ni Job, wala naman akong alam na ginawang mali. Hindi, Job, obvious. May ginawa ka. Tingnan mo, sinumpa ka ng Diyos. So, Eliphaz needs to exercise love. So, tandaan natin, kung tutulong tayo sa tao, ang kailangan nilang maramdaman sa atin, hindi yung criticism. Ang kailangan maramdaman nila sa atin, yung ating charity, yung ating love. Is that clear? If you want to help someone hurting, you got to extend, show them biblical love. Believe all things, endure all things, bear all things, all things. And you'll help more people when you help them through charity than through orthodoxy. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the lessons we see in chapter 4 and 5. In the response of Eliphaz, sometimes we're the exact same way. We think we know everything. We think we've seen everything. And we elevate our experience over the scriptures. And we certainly don't extend love and charity the way we should. So I pray, Lord, you cleanse us and forgive us of those things. Help us not to become miserable comforters, but help us to be charitable disciples where we lift each other up when we need it, and that we're there bearing all things, believing all things. And that you would bless us in our midst, Lord, that we would elevate Jesus Christ, who also suffered greatly without a cause. We ask your blessing upon us now, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.